Tonight we're going to discuss simanim, the idea of, let's say you have a lost object, you have an aveda, what do you do now? So the Gemara says, Gemara tells you, you have to announce it. You found it, you have to be machers, you have to announce it. So then, elu mitzio shalova elu chayav lachers, when do you get to keep it, when do you not get to keep it? So we talked about Yeush last week, and Yeush is when you can keep it, when you can assume that the guy gave up on it. But Yeush is overridden every time if there's a simen. Once there is a simen, no more Yeush, because no one's going to give up hope when the thing, when my shirt says, this is a Freiin Wiesenberg shirt, or this is a Freiin Wiesenberg's coat, or whatever it is. So everyone knows it's mine, so I'm not going to give up that I'm not going to get it back. So the Gemara's question, though, are simanim d'oraisa or d'rabanan? So the assumption is that if it's derabanan, so then what would work me d'oraisa? What would work on a d'oraisa level? So we'll talk about a simon mavuk, but simon mavuk would fall under simonim. So before you get to simon mavuk, well, I mean, the Gemara, right? So if you notice that I included a full daf worth of Gemara, I did Chav Zayin through Chav Ches, but I skipped a nice chunk of it. The dots in the middle there.
Oh,
I only took four lines. But
you're saying in the context of a Mosei Aveda, it was never really that important of a Shiloh, because we could always have said that.
Exactly. There's a ton. Usually, you bring up Hefker Mason Hefker, which is one assumption in the Rishonim. I think another assumption is Eidos.
Gemara says it.
Yeah?
I think the Gemara says that when it comes to Motzei Aveda, it doesn't really matter. It's all about Eidos Isha, and it's all about Get.
Right, so that's what we're going to talk about. Exactly. That's what we're going to talk about. So the assumption, my understanding, yes, exactly. Exactly. It'll be Sura, Lo Avid Rabbanan Tekan. Exactly. If it's a Tekan or Rabbanan, so then you would need Eidos Midoraisa, right? Eidos is what always works, tried and tested. So if Simanim are not Doraisa, so then if simanim are only a thing midar abanan, so then you would need edus. My nafkamina, la dure get isha b'simanim, to return a get isha, if you just have simanim. Iyamar doraisa, if you say they're doraisa, me'adrinan. Exactly, you could return the get, no problem. Thank you for joining us. We just started. You didn't miss anything, don't worry.
Well, I looked at my watch. I was like, I'm not bad.
So, we're talking about simanim, are they doraisa, d'rabanan. Just to give a quick recap. Do simanim when you have a lost object, when you give a simon for it, does that, when someone comes to you, like you announce you have a lost object, I come to you, and I give you the simon, and now you have to return it to me. Does that work? Midoraisa, is that a din from the Torah, is that a din from the Rabbanan? Is that a takana? Meaning, if it's a takana from the Rabbanan, midoraisa, all what I would have needed was probably Aiden, as we're talking about right now. This is the proof, is that la dure get isha b'simanim. Because Iyamar Doraisa, if you're going to say Simanim Ar Doraisa Din, so then Mehadrinan, then you should return the get Isha right away, without any Simanim. V'Iyamar Derabanan, sorry, with Simanim no Edim. V'Iyamar Derabanan, if you say that Simanim are only Derabanan, Ki Av Derabanan Takanta Bemamona, that Chazal only made a Takana when it comes to Dini Mamonos, when it comes to monetary matters. But be Sura, lo avra banan takanta. Chazal, we're not going to, like, Eishasish, right? You have a woman, is she married? Is she not married? That's an Isser Kares. That's, like, big stuff. We're not going to deal with Simanim. Chazal didn't make any takanos there.
You're right. By the way, it was probably Rashi that said Hefker Mason Hefker.
It's possible. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember offhand. Like I said, took a daf Gemara, condensed it down into three lines. So, I don't remember. But it's either in the Gemara or in the Rishonim. Ela Amar Rava, so Rava ends up saying, this is the Maskana now, this is the big skip I just did. Rava says, Simanim Ar D'oraisa, and that's the Maskana. So how do we know Simanim Ar D'oraisa, Dechsev? Because the Pasuk says, V'aya Imcha, that the lost object should be with you, Adoro Shechicha Oto, until your brother comes to Dorish, it comes to search for it. So the Gemara's question is, obviously, you're only going to give it to him once he comes to ask for it. So what is the Pasuk teaching me when it says it's going to be with you until someone comes to search for it? Ella, Darshehu Im Ramayhu O Eino Ramay. You should search out. You should try to find out if he is a Ramay, if he is a trickster, if he's a liar, if he's someone who is cunning. He's not a honest person, not a good guy. O Eino Ramay, if he's not a Ramay, if he's a regular, honest, average, hardworking guy. How do we know that? We know that through simanim. If they give a simon, we know that he's not a Ramai, that he's a regular guy. And if he doesn't give any simanim, we know that he's just trying to trick you. He saw that there were signs up for something, and he wants a free object, a free sweatshirt, a free coat, a free anything, a free car, whatever it is. So shmamina, and that's how the Gemara concludes. So must be, it's a Doraisa. Next Gemara. Gemara says, we have a Mishnah. This is the next Mishnah following. It's not far after after we've concluded that Simanim are Doraisa. The Mishnah says, Amar Esa Aveda Velo Amar Simoneha. Let's say someone says, you just announced in Shul, I've got a lost object with me. You don't say what it is. And then I walk up to you and I say, I know you have a lost pair of AirPods. That's what I lost. Do I give it to you? Do you give it to me? Lo yitin, lo yimashu says. Don't give it to me. Until I tell you, it's a case of AirPods in a blue case with a little keychain thingy attached. Then you can give it to me. But if I don't give you any simonim for the AirPods, don't give it to me. Even if I just tell you, I lost a pair of AirPods. The Haramai and a trickster, Afa Pisha Amar Simoneha, even if he says the Simonim, Lo Yitin Lo, you still don't give it to him. Shenemar Adar Shechicha Ito, until your brother, your friend comes to Dart, Bidorishi, come to search for it. Ad Chetidur Shechicha Emrayu Emin Oramai, if he is Ramai or not. So this is the quote from where we got it from before. So the Gemara asks, Rav Yehuda Amar, is a machlokas. Avid Tamacharis, Rav Nachman Amar, Glima Macharis. When we're talking about announcing the object, so Rav Yehuda says he only announces in Avita, which means in Aveda, it's just the Aramaic word for Aveda. He announces he has a lost object, he doesn't say anything else. Rav Nachman says, no, he's a little more specific. He says a glima, which is a blanket or some sort of cover. A glima, he should announce he has a cover, he just shouldn't say anything else. So I should announce I have AirPods, I just shouldn't say anything else. I shouldn't say if they're pros, I shouldn't say if they're ones, twos, threes, whatever all the versions are, I shouldn't say any simanim, I should just say I have AirPods. Rav Yehuda Amar Avid Tamachris. Rav Yehuda says that he should announce this in Aveda to E Amar Glima Machris, because if he says that he has a blanket or he has a cover, so then Chashin L'Ramai, you're giving an opening now. Like the Ramayim are going to come in, they're going to swoop in right now. Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machris. No, you should Davka announce a coat, even though that means people say, "Oh yeah, I lost a coat. Oh yeah, I lost a coat." L'Ramai Lo Chashin. We're not so worried about a trickster. Dim Kane in Dabarsov, because there's no way. Like, what? You can't, like, even announce what the object is. I could just say, I have a lost object, and there could be a million things in the world. In Dabarsov. Okay, you could say what the object is. Just don't give any simonim. Tznan. Amar Asaved of Lomar Simonel, according our Mishnah. Harez Ali Tinlo. Iamar Bishlama, Avid Tamachris. Oh, this makes sense according to the Avid Tamachris that he just said in Aveda. He didn't say, right? Hakmashman. Afa Gav to Amar Glima. Because that teaches you that even if I say, let's say you announce you have a pair of AirPods, and you announce you have an Aveda, and I walk up to you and I say, I lost AirPods, you have the AirPods, right? Even then you shouldn't give it to me until you say the simanim. But if you announce you have AirPods and I come to you, so then, right, Eli Amar Glima Macher is Amar Iu Glima of Amar Iu Glima. If you say in Shul, someone lost a pair of AirPods, come to me if you lost them. And I said, oh yeah, I lost a pair of AirPods, and I don't give you any simanim. Like, what's the, you just told me I lost a pair. Like, that makes no sense. So it must be you announce an Aveda, and then the Mishnah is telling us that even if the guy specifies what Aveda it is, what lost object it is, it still doesn't matter until he gives specific simanim about the Aveda also. Okay. Amar of Safra, Olam Glima Machris. Of Safra says, no, still Glima Machris. Amar Iu, Glima of Amar Iu, simanim. No, he should say a Glima, and this guy should come over and say simanim. Umay lo Amar simanel. What if he doesn't say? What does that mean that he didn't say simanim? Lo Amar simanim muvhakin dida. He didn't say simanim muvhakin. Simon muvhak is like a real chush of simon. It means a real, something like very identifying. Like I say that is blue with the keychain, and I know that the inside is pretty dirty. Right? Or something like, and I know that there's a scratch in the bottom left corner of the case, and I start giving you like a real specific simanim. V'aramai, afal pisha amar simanel. And then what are we teaching about Aramai? Is that even if he says simanim muvhakin, harizel yitinlo. And then the last din that the Gemara tells us, or the Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Barishona komish abdul aveda hayinosin simanim minotla. Anyone who lost an aveda, as long as he gave us simanim, we would give it to him. Misha Rabu Haramayan, once the Ramayan, more tricksters came around, more people realized, hey, I can scam the system. I can give like some dumb simon or something ridiculous, and I can figure it out. Hiskinushiyu omrim lo tseyav avedim delav ramayat vitol. Then you needed Adam also. So it actually flipped on its head from what we talked about before. We said at the beginning, maybe Adam is the Doraisa, and then Chazal, as an extra layer of protection, instituted to give Simanim. This is saying, no, Simanim are Doraisa, and then Chazal instituted Adam as an extra layer of protection. Okay. So what's the Pnei Yeshua has to say? He goes back to our first Gemara. He's talking about this suffix that we had. What's the suffix of Simon Deresa Derabanan? So he says, nearly the Farish Perish Acher. I have a parish to give. When we have the suffix about Simanim of the Raisa Darabanan. It's not only because of the chashash, the Shema Isrami Simanim Kisimanim Misfekale. It's not that maybe you'll get lucky. Isrami Simanim Kisimanim. That I might end up getting lucky. I might end up getting lucky and saying, even if these weren't my AirPods, I might end up getting lucky and saying, oh yeah, I lost AirPods with, they had a blue case. I could guess any color in the world. And I could say, oh, and I could also guess, there's like what, five versions of the AirPods they've come out with. I guess 1 in 5 out of the AirPods, right? Like, I can guess any color, 1 in 7 colors of the rainbow, and 1 in 5 versions of the AirPods. And I guess both those, and that looks like a pretty good simon, and the guy's going to give me the Aveda, even though it wasn't mine. So it's not just because of that. Ella, what's the suffix? Is nami isim chinas simanim midoraisa v'lo chashin l'ramai. The question is, are we also going to be somech on simanim midoraisa, is that a din doraisa, even with ramayim around, even with tricksters around, and we're not concerned at all? Shikvar hikar b'simanim alo, that maybe they already saw the simanim, they happen to see you pick it up, and they already know the simanim, and they're just coming to you afterwards, whatever it is. Why? And this is the exact example, it's because a get is one of the classic examples where we worry about ramayim all the time. So maybe this guy has intent to marry this woman, or he's going to lie about the get, he's going to lie for whatever. He has so many reasons he could pretend. Let's say he says, I had a get, and I happened to lose it. It got burnt up, or whatever it is. I had a get, I was a shliach. That's what the Pnei Yeshua goes on to say. I had a get, I was a shliach for a get, and I ended up losing it. I don't know what happened, but I had a get. We just believe that guy? No, Simon, what's going on there? How do we deal with that? How do we resolve that? So it must be that Simonim are midoraisa, and it's the chashash for Ramayim. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. It's got to be pshat. It's got to be how we paskin.
Anyway,
Ketzos Chosin, right? Ketzos, famous Ketzos on the Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the more famous pieces. He says, Viter. He says, you're right, Pnei Yeshua, and I'll give you a raya even. He says that there's a story in the Gemara. It says Gemara in Chulin somewhere.
He only got the Pnei Yeshua, did he?
I'm sorry?
The Ketzos after the Pnei Yeshua?
They're actually pretty similar timelines. They're both in the mid-18th century. I don't know if he was... He wasn't actually supportive. He doesn't mention Pnei Yeshua. Yeah. I was throwing that in. But he supports it. He has a great raya for it. He says, there's a Gemara in Chulin that one of the Amorayim, he tells one of his attendants who was preparing their wagon for them, he says, check... And they weren't sure if it was donkeys or if they were horses or if they were mules, whatever. And it's kilayim, right? There's a din of kilayim. You can't have two different animals work together. So he says, check their eyes and their ears, check different simanim on their bodies, and that's how you know if they're kilayim or not.
Right.
He says it's slam dunk. Right. Simanim are d'oraisa. So what's the Gemara asking? Simanim are obviously d'oraisa. So he says, what's pshat? Of course, Simanim are d'oraisa. The Gemara's question here, if we look on the second line, is, and he says, the Rashba and the Ran, everyone agrees, the Choshel Meshaker. The only thing we're worried about is the Meshaker. By Dine de Mamona, the Silver Harambam, the Gamer of Ashi, Lo Mesvekele b'doraisa. Of course, he wasn't Mesubak of Simanim are d'oraisa or not either. Ela Sphira Le de Minatora Vade Mahane Simen. Of course, Minatora Simen works for things, for Dine d'oraisa. Mitzadas Muso, on its own. Kol she'ein bo mishum sheker, but it's only if there's no chashash for sheker. So this Amora in the Gemara in Chulin, so you're not worried about sheker, right? We're not like easily they'll just hitch up a different animal if it's the wrong, right? If it's kalayan, they'll just hitch up another animal. Like no worries. But when it comes to money, when we're misveik alei iach miru beirabanan olo, if Chazal added in another safeguard of simanim or another safeguard of edim, even for an Aveda, because we're worried about people lying. And he says, Viter, I skipped a bunch of lines, it's very long. He says, I can go into whole chakir, I'm going to analyze, like, it's what he's about to do. I don't remember his maskan even. I just looked at it yesterday. But he says that he's going to go into whole chakira. Is it just simanim by an Aveda, or even, let's say, lahotzi mamon? Right, let's say two people actually go to a basin, they're in a court case. Vadai, something happened, they're going to a court case to debate about who owes who money. Can you use simanim then? Or are we worried about sheker then also? So fine. So the Ketzos and Pnei Yeshua have this mahalach, that of course simanim work midoraisa. The reason why we are worried is all about ramaos, all about sheker, shakranim, liars, people who are going to try and scam the system, take advantage of innocent people, and do the wrong thing. But of course, simanim are deoraisa din, as the Gemara says, and the whole subject of the Gemara is just davka, at least by an aveda, as the Kto says. He leaves it besafik about, or he goes into a whole chakira, and a whole lumdus about whether or not lahot siman when it works also or not. Fine. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, he actually obviously comes before the Kto's and the Pnei Yeshua, but he says, Barishona, he quotes our Gemara, Barishona, kol misha avad lo aveda, uba v'nasen simanim, machzir no solo, elim kein huchzak ramai. At first, everyone, as long as they came and gave simanim, as long as they weren't known as the town liar, as like the worst guy ever, as long as they weren't known as a ramai, as long as they gave simanim, we would give it to them. Misha rabu haramayim, iskinu basin shayu omr lo, hava edim shayinat haramai vitol. Right, that Chazal instituted, so simanim work midoraisa, and the Chazal instituted edus also, that you weren't a ramai. And the Rama says, the Rama adds a crucial line, this is what we're going to talk about in this small right here. The small on the Shulchan Aruch is going to pass, we're going to talk a little bit about what simanim you need. The Rama adds, v'yesh orm de besimen muvhok, as we talked about a little bit, when it comes to simen muvhok, machzirin afilu bizman hazeh, ain't tzarech le'edim shein aramai. Once you have a simen muvhok, once you have like a really good simen, do not need any edim, no worries. Shulchan Aruch, then pass the Siv Zion, Hamida, what do we assume is a simen muvhok? Shulchan Aruch says, in the next Sif, Hamida, the amount, Oham Mishkal, or the weight, Oham Minyan, or the number. So Mida is the measure, really. I shouldn't say the amount, that was Minyan. Mida is the measure of it, how long it is, how whatever it is. Mishkal is the weight, how Oham Minyan, Omakom Aveda, or wherever it is. Siman Muvakimin. Those are Siman Muvak. So the Sma. I know. Correct. Yes. Correct. Yes, you're saying very good. The Gemara is a little troubling in light of the Gemara, because the Gemara has, like you said, goes into it a lot about what counts as simon, what doesn't. Mina mishkal minin, exactly. So the Rama, the Sma is going to qualify that a little bit. The Sma says here, b'drisha kasavti lashon hamagin mishnah. So in the drisha, I wrote the lashon hamagin mishnah. Of course, the hamagin mishnah, who quotes on the Rambam. The gimel mine simanim him. There are three types of simanim. He says, hold your horse, Shulchan Aruch. Don't tell me it's a simen muvak necessarily. Because there's actually three types of simanim. This is what he qualifies. And this is, I think, pretty accepted la'alacha. It says, simen neked bitzad os ploni v'adom elo. So like I talked about with the AirPods, there's a certain scratch on the top left corner right over here, and the scratch looks like this. And I list like really crazy detailed things. So he says, right, there's a hole next to this letter on my jacket pocket coat, right, or whatever, jacket coat pocket, whatever it is. You list something very specific. Who simon muvah gamor? That's simon muvah gamor. Dinechsha bishar dvarim ke'edim. That is enough as edus. That is good. Right, so if we remember, we go back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said, you need simon, and even if you have a simon muvah, according to the Mechaber, according to the Beis Yosef, even if you have a simon muvah, you still need edus. The Rama was the one who said, simon muvak, you don't need that. So the Sma says, you're right. With a simon muvak gamor, that's when you don't need edus. However, simon aruch, right, the length, the goats, umishkal, umakom, like we just talked about, mishkal, umakom, things like that, that's simon beinoni. That's not as strong as what you think. That's not a simon muvak that you don't need any edin. That's simon muvak stam mikri. Umine, ayri harambam v'amchaber kan. And this is what the Rambam and the Mechaber say, Shemachzir nole aveda midin Torah. That you're right, we would be machzir midin Torah, but Chazal made an institution that you need a edus also. V'simin chior v'somek. If I tell you the color, ain't no maker simin of a cloud. That's not a simin of a at all. Ayin shem bedrisha. Fine. And he says, you skip down two lines, Darosh lahave lomar shalihu shalo yehiramai, that he gives our drasha from our Gemara, that you need to do Darosh ito, that you need to know that he is not a trickster. Umido raisa, and minat Torah, kishitin zimim muvak, sulo chashin and shuramai. From the Torah, like we said, no worries, not a ramai anymore. Bezesh shemasik, this is what we say in Sivav, when he says, become our Rishon, verse lomar shalihu kidin Torah, elam kain huksa gramai. Fine. And then you leave it into this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Fine. One last side point, something very cool I saw brought down, that we have the famous story with Lavan and Rachel and Leah. And Rashi famously tells us here, so the Pasuk seems to throw in two extra words, Vahiba Boker, Vinehi Leah. Right, Ava Belila Lo Haisaleah, Rashi says, Belila she wasn't. Why did he say Vahiba Boker, Vinehi Leah? That's extra. So it must be, Lefisha Masi Yaakov Larachel, Simanim. He gave her signs, extra us, Rachel, Shemach Nisan, Lo Leah, Amra Shav, Tikalim Achosi, she's going to be embarrassed. Amdo Mashalo Osan Simanim. So the Guru Arya, the Maral, commenting on that Rashi says, Pirish Hadik Siv, Ahiba Boker Hilea. Valo Apalila Hilea. The Ain Lomash Pirish Akas Baboker Rashi Leo. Can't tell me that the parish is that Baboker Rashi Leo that he saw she was Leo. Dim came, lift with Vahiba Boker, Vayomer Eleven, Mazo Sasisa. He should have just said, Vahiba Boker, love on, what did you do? Why did you have to say Vahine Hilea? That's all extra. Vesulo, you didn't need anything else. Elevade Helki Perusho, Vahine Hilea. Baboker, Ava Belila Lo Haisaleah. She was Leah Baboker, right? Belila, she wasn't. Why? Because she was quote unquote like an Aveda, quote unquote. Lefisha Maser Lo Simanim. But once the Simanim were given, the Kaim Alon the Simanim Deraisa, and once we assume Simanim Deraisa, Avi Simon Muvak, and it's a Simon Muvak, right? Rachel and Yaakov had whatever the elaborate code was. That's a pretty Simon Muvak. It's a pretty good sign to know. For halachic reality, quote unquote, she was Rachel. So you're right. Because Balayla, she wasn't Leah. Balayla, she was Rachel. Only Baboker was she once again Leah. That's what Maral says. Very interesting point of thought. It was a cool thing to see. All right. Shkoyach.